Back, and as we speak about often on Money News and with small business, cash flow is crucial, isn't it? About half of all companies that declare insolvency say poor cash flow was the main cause. And sometimes it's not actually their fault. Big businesses and suppliers notoriously slow to pay their bills. And Kate Carnell, the small business ombudsman, is someone who's really passionate about this. And we've spoken about that with her on this program. But there are other actions a business can take to improve cash flow as well, including options like debtor finance. And Octet is a great sponsor of ours here on Money News. So tonight we're joined by Joe Donaghy, the Senior Working Capital Specialist with Octet. And Joe, you're a great resource for us, so thanks for your time.
Thanks very much for having me. Cheers.
So cash flow's got to get back on track. One of the ways to focus on the now, tell us about the short-term cash flow runways.
Yeah, so that's really a rolling three-month forecast. And basically comes down to the complete lack of certainty over the next 12 to 18 months there. So, just being proactive and actually speaking to suppliers about how you can actually change payment arrangements and freezing non-essential expenses as well.
Joe, I think you'd have to argue that communication is the key, and then at Octet you also argue that cash flow is the key. But this has got to extend for small businesses through the entire supply chain network. How is this achieved through Octet, and what would be the simple conversations business owners should have?
So business owners really actually really need to understand the numbers and actually create that link between all departments, ensuring there's that accountability. So it's not good enough now that it's just the finance department that understands the numbers. They then need to walk sales and ops through the figures as well.
And how's the working remotely system been for Octet? What have you been saying to business owners who are now working from home more in terms of their cash flow with them? They might have, you know, rents or commercial leases elsewhere.
Yeah, so when it actually comes to businesses, I suppose really another word there is actually being proactive. So actually planning, different risk management processes, helping to prioritise critical risks and opportunities facing the business there. So, yeah, I guess that word is actually being proactive and looking at different steps to ensure that more sales are coming in through different channels as well.
Yeah, and so you're looking at, in so many ways, challenging the status quo, whether it's the way you communicate with people, communicate across the whole supply chain, in fact, as you talk about. Now, what about speeding up your access to cash? This is where you guys can come in as well. There are options from companies like Octet. How do you practically improve cash flow when it comes to suppliers and, as I talked about, big businesses or big companies who maybe won't pay invoices on time?
Yeah, so we can actually help by funding across the entire supply chain. So from receivable finance to actually speed up access to cash from unpaid invoices, and then to unsecured trade finance to pay suppliers quicker, whilst benefiting from up to 120 days for payment back to Octet.
Yeah, and go a bit further. So the way that then extends your chances of getting through this next few months when it is all so uncertain.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's it. When it comes down to businesses traditionally not having access to these type of facilities, really Octet, want to see businesses utilise these funds to pay suppliers quicker, having it as a supplementary facility to what often they would have in place with the bank, and then utilise those funds for the day-to-day running the businesses, pay suppliers, fund growth, ultimately as a revolving line of credit.
Yeah, so ultimately, I mean, it's a good takeaway, isn't it? Well, you feel like your back's against the wall and it's really hard to forecast what's going on because we don't know what will happen. There are ways to get on the front foot.
Definitely. And speaking to Octet as well, what we don't do is pigeonhole businesses into one type of product. We fund across that entire supply chain. So if it is custom invoices which are being pushed out and wanting to look down a receivable finance option, or on the flip side, that trade finance facility to pay suppliers quicker whilst benefiting from that extension of free payment terms.
Well, great tips on ways that you can manage cash flow. Must know, I would suggest. And there's some new ideas that people might have to get used to in there for sure, because this is a whole new world, isn't it? Thank you so much. It's great of you to join us, Joe Donaghy, the Senior Working Capital Specialist with Octet. Joe, thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, Octet, great sponsors of Money News here on the Nine Radio Network. Visit octet.com or call 1300 862 838. So that's octet.com or 1300 862 838. And Scott Hayward, thanks.